Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. You've seen Joel published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal. He's written six of his own books, including The Money Map, Forced to Retire, and Understanding Market Corrections. He's the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on Saturday and Sunday morning with Kara Sundlin. He's also been an analyst for Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. He has four boys, Brandon, Michael, Joel, and Noah. His wife is Wendy, and he's here to share his wisdom with us today. Joel, how are you?
Doing well, John. And today on the show, we're going to talk about two very, very important things. One is you're all going to be able to grade yourself on different areas of your financial life. So if you want to do this by pencil and paper, or you just want to do it mentally, that's great too. But we're going to give you the opportunity to grade yourself. Before we do that, we're going to talk about that old phrase that the customer is always right and explain why that may not be correct in the financial world. But before we do that, I just want to think about that phrase for a minute, the customer is always right. Because right now, with what's going on in the markets, what's happening in the economy, obviously what's coming out of Washington, D.C. with the Trump tax plan, the potential for a trade war and so on, a lot of people are wondering, should I be in the market? Should I be out of the market? I'm going to call my advisor and get them to do this, or my friends down at the country club are doing this or that. I always like to put things in perspective. My grandfather came over from Norway, my grandpa Pete, when he was 16 years old, got on a boat, came through Ellis Island, ended up in Minnesota where his sponsor family was. And when he was the age where he came over to this country, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was at about 150. 150. This is back in the late 20s. Now, depending on what day we measure it, it's somewhere between 23,000 and 26,000. Which means it's gone up about 200 times, between 180 and 200 times in that long period of time. There's an old saying in our business, I don't know where the market's going to be 3 years from now, but I know where the market's going to be 100 years from now. And that's an old John Templeton saying. And so I think we need to keep this in perspective as we talk on the show today, that being in the stock market, and I don't even like that phrase, owning equities, owning pieces of great companies over the long haul pays off. It protects you against inflation. It could give you a great stream of income right now. And it will tend to do just as good or a little bit better than other things we could invest in that are for the long term, like real estate and so on. So I think that's very important that we get that into perspective. But again, we're excited about the show today. We're going to talk about that saying, the customer is always right, and why that may be wrong in the investment business, and then, of course, give you the opportunity to grade yourself.
Did you ever have a job in the service industry or restaurants or anything like that where this was ground into your head, the customer is always right?
Well, absolutely. I delivered pizzas when I was younger, when Wendy and I had just gotten married. I actually had two jobs. We talked about this a few weeks ago. I unloaded trucks for UPS, but then I delivered pizzas in the evening. And we were told the customer is always right, and the customer wasn't always right. Sometimes the customer gave us the wrong address to bring the pizzas to. I remember working at a hot dog place when I was in high school. I think it was called Carousel Hot Dogs. It was in the mall. And, you know, we had hot dogs and smoothies. They didn't call them smoothies back then. And the customer wasn't always right. Sometimes the customer was abusive. So, you know, it's important. Companies like to say the customer's always right and keep that in mind. And I think overall, from a customer service standpoint, it's good to try to please customers. Nordstrom's is a company that says, you know, we'll take something back even if you've worn it for 6 months. I don't know if they still do that or not. So they treat the customers always being right. But in the investment business, it may be different.
It can certainly be problematic if we're just letting people dictate to us what it is that they want to do with their money. Because sometimes your job, Joel, is to stand up and say, no, you need to do this instead, despite what you might think. And that's sometimes going to be an uncomfortable conversation if somebody has a pretty clear idea of what they want to do. But if they're not right, we don't want to let them lead themselves astray. So here's an example of when somebody might come to you thinking that they're right and they want you to enact the plan, and you have to say, well, hold on now. They might say, well, now's the time to get out of the market. Or maybe the converse of that. Now's the time to get in the market. Why do you sometimes have to say, well, hold on now, you may not be right here?
Well, because the instincts are almost always wrong, especially for the individual investor. Picture a roller coaster in your mind. Most people, once the roller coaster has gone way, way up, you know, the upslope, and it's sitting at the top, well, if that's how the market's acting, most people say, well, I'm going to get in the market because it's gone up. You know, if Amazon's gone to $1,000 a share from $500, it's probably going to go to $2,000. And most people get in right at the top of that roller coaster when it's right at the top about to go down. Then they ride it down after they've gotten in. And when it feels the worst, when you're almost at the bottom or maybe at the bottom, that's when most people sell because it feels like it's going to go down lower. So this sort of illness or disease, I'll call it, of the mind of the individual investor tending to buy high, because that's when most people see the market's gone up, everybody's making money but me, and then sell low, oh my goodness, I better get out because I'm going to lose all my money. They just do that over and over and over again, and they repeat that until they're broke or until they've got much less money for retirement than they actually needed. And we even see this with people in retirement. You know, being in retirement is an interesting time because you've lost your earning power, and those of you that are in retirement right now, you know this. You've lost your earning power, so now you're either living off pensions and Social Security, and if that's not enough, you're taking money off your portfolio every month or every year. And so the emotions get even more involved. We think they would be less involved, but they get even more involved. And when we see that account that was maybe worth $1,500,000 going down to $1,200,000, that's a 20% drop, which is, if you're exposed to the market, you might as well expect that if it's 100% stock market. You know, that $300,000 drop many times is more than that retiree made in a 2 or even 3 year period in their lives. And so it becomes much more drastic and the temptation is more intense to get in and out of the market at the wrong time. So this phrase, now's the time to get out of the market or now's the time to get in the market, usually happens when the customer is not correct.
Another time that the customer might not be right is when they say, well, no, I don't really need to spend money on, you know, fill in the blank. Could be a will, a trust, life insurance, disability insurance, long-term care coverage, whatever it might be. Sometimes you have to push back and say, well, maybe you do need to spend that money.
Well, and I even had this situation a week or so ago. I had a client come in and we were doing a review of their portfolio and we were talking about taxes. And his accountant, he'd just come from his accountant, of course, because that's the time of the year. And he'd just come from his accountant, and his accountant says, well, look at all these dividends that you're getting from your stock portfolio. If you weren't getting those dividends, you wouldn't have to pay taxes on the dividends. And I said, well, Bob, if you're not getting the dividends and you still want stocks, that means we're buying stocks that don't pay dividends. And if we're buying stocks that don't pay dividends, those tend to be much riskier stocks. So we could sell everything you have. We could sell this beautiful blue chip portfolio you have where most of the companies pay dividends. And we could put all our money in, let's see, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Tesla, all of those hot names that, with the exception of Tesla, have done really well over the last 12 months, but have just gotten hammered lately because those are growth companies. And so I had to talk to the client about, you know, spending money on taxes today so that in the long run, he was much better off. And that's what we can say about disability insurance, life insurance, spending a little more money to get the proper estate planning done. You need to spend money today because you're really investing. I think spend is actually wrong. You're investing in your future by insuring yourself, by doing the proper estate planning, by doing the proper tax planning for the long run, and by owning the right securities.
We're talking about times where we can't give you what you want. Sometimes the customer isn't always right, and sometimes it's Joel's job to let you know that, even if it's an uncomfortable conversation. How about this, Joel? I know you've heard this before. You know, it's fine that the returns aren't very good because the fees are really low, or, you know, maybe the converse of that. Well, this investment's doing great, but the fees are too high, so I need to get out.
Yeah, again, I'm just reminded of these conversations I have with some of our clients, and our clients are very loyal to us. Most of our clients stay with us for an extremely long period of time. I mean, I've known people, you know, I've seen their kids graduate from high school, go to college, start their first jobs, and And our clients are going from their 50s to their 60s to their 70s into their 80s. And yet people still say this, you know, they're focused on fees being high or low. And hey, the fees are too high, so I want to get out, or the fees are low, so I'm just going to stick with this lousy investment. The important thing is, what are you netting after the fees? What are you netting after the fees? You know, there's big endowments, pension funds, and big money that is giving their money to hedge funds that charge 2% management fee plus 20% of the profits. That's the most high. That's the highest fee that I can think of right now. And we certainly don't charge those high management fees, nor do most mutual fund companies. But for some reason, those pension funds are willing to pay those fees, many of them. Why is that? It's because of the performance. It's because of what they net. So it's important what you net out after fees and expenses, not necessarily being focused on the fees or low. Heck, if I wanted to ride a bike to work every day, that would be cheaper than driving a car, but I don't want to do that. So I just want to make sure what I'm paying for, I'm getting value out of it.
And then one more example we'll give you of sometimes when the client may not be right. My accounts are down right now. I don't think this plan is working. It's time to change things up.
Yeah, and here's where, again, the individual investor, and boy, if I could scream this from the rooftops, I would. The individual investor is usually wrong when they make changes to their portfolio. So this whole idea, my accounts are down right now, I don't think the plan is working. It may be true that the plan isn't working, but if you have a plan and your accounts are down, that's what happens sometime in the markets when you are exposed to stocks. That's why, by the way, we always recommend that some of our clients' money, if not a good chunk of it, maybe more than half of it, is invested in things that cannot go down, so they don't have this temptation. So, you know, these are all things that we've talked about so far where the customer's instinct is probably wrong. The customer, yes, we want to serve the customer. We want to serve that client as best we can. As fiduciaries, we're bound to do that. But most of us, our instincts are wrong, and if we follow our instincts many times, we'll tend up making mistakes, and in the world of investing, it can be very, very costly. Right now, I'd love to offer you the opportunity to come in for a complete financial review. We call it our Money Map Retirement Review. It's our unique process, and we'll offer the review absolutely free if you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. We're really passionate about making sure that all of you have all your bases covered in retirement planning. For example, Social Security. What age should you start taking Social Security? If you're already taking Social Security and you're retired, are you maximizing your other streams of income? How much risk are you taking in your portfolio, and is that amount of risk appropriate? Most people are taking much more risk than they should be taking. Are you getting a return that's proportionate to the amount of risk you're taking? Very, very important question. How much are you paying in fees and commissions with your current plan? What about the tax implications on how you're investing? Do you have an income plan? Most people are missing an income plan. It's a part of a financial plan that shows that you aren't in danger of running out of money if you end up living 30 years or more in retirement. And what about leaving a legacy? What about that discussion about estate planning? Increased risk, not knowing how your portfolio is doing, not having a written plan, not knowing if your income is going to last for the rest of your life, and making sure that if you die with assets, those go to the places you want them to, and you have some control once you're passed on. Again, this is complimentary. I want you to call now and get our Money Map Retirement Review. You come in, you visit with us at one of our offices, we'll sit down with you. No pressure, nice cup of coffee, and you'll have the opportunity to take advantage of getting that customized Money Map Retirement Review. Call now if you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. We'll set up a time for you to come in and visit with us. 1-800-705-1232. Again, that's 1-800-705-1232. You can get a copy of my book, The 2018 Guide to Maximizing Your Retirement Income, or any of the other books. We'll make that available to you. But more importantly, you'll get a customized money map. It's your whole financial life on one page.
800-705-1232 is that number to call. 800-705-1232. You can call or text, whichever's easiest. And remember, when you come in for your visit, you'll leave with a copy of one of Joel's books, maybe The Money Map, maybe Understanding Market Corrections. You take your pick. 800 800- 800-705-1232 is the number. That's 800-705-1232. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. You mentioned, Joel, that we'll give you a chance to grade yourself. You can kind of grade your own financial competency by seeing how many of these questions you can answer. Not your financial competency, Joel, but everybody listening. So I'm going to give you the questions that people should be asking themselves. You can explain why it's so important to know the answer to each of these. Like, do you know how much money you have? What are your investable assets? A lot of people, surprisingly, don't really know the answer to that question.
All right, so many people have money spread out in different places. They're not sure which accounts are doing well, which ones aren't, or if they are, they're taking too much of a simplistic view because they look at those accounts as if they're separate pieces instead of one piece of a whole. I was talking to a client the other day, lives up near Plymouth, and they had actually lost track of a couple accounts. They had actually forgotten about a couple accounts that we weren't managing for them. Why? Because they just had lost track. I mean, there's so many pieces spread out all over the place. One of them, I believe, was an old pension from a company they had worked for so many years ago. And so it's really important that you get all your retirement savings in one place because you can account for it better. It makes things much simpler. You'll get a much better feel of how much money you have, and it just makes it easier to keep track of how you're doing.
Another question you should be asking yourself is, do you know how much you spend? And again, a lot of people are really off on their estimate if they even have a guess at all.
Yeah, and this ties into how much taxes you're paying too, because sometimes people want a certain amount coming into the house and they don't need all that money coming into the house, but they have no idea how much they're spending. And then at the end of the year, they pay more taxes than they needed to because they took too much money off their portfolio and they're just letting it build up in a bank account. So it's really important that you know how much you spend every month. If you're not yet retired and you just think about how much are you taking home every month out of your paychecks, forget about the 401k and all the money you're saving and the health insurance. Just think about what hits your checking account every month. And if you have enough, that's probably a pretty good guideline for what you need in retirement. So know how much you spend, know how much you need. Obviously, any good retirement plan needs to be able to be adjusted from time to time for one-time events or even to be able to give yourself a raise or keep a little money aside for the future and reduce your income. But you need to know how much money you're spending.
If we try to create a retirement plan based on you spending $7,000 a month because that's what you think you need, but you actually spend $9,000 a month, well, we haven't done a very good job of putting your retirement plan together. Another question to grade your own financial competency is, do you know how much risk you have? If we have a big downturn in the market, how much are you going to lose?
And you've heard me say this before, most people have more risk in their portfolio than they realize. We use two systems that we've purchased where we not only analyze personally your portfolio, but we also run them through two sophisticated software systems. And when we show you the risk you're taking, most of you will be surprised. That's especially important at this time because we've seen this market run up for so many years and now we're seeing the stress fractures. Now we're seeing the correction. Now we're seeing some stocks that have doubled each year over the last couple of years off 30-40%, and people are just getting hurt real bad. So make sure you don't have too much risk. We do that in our Money Map system. When you come in and sit down with us, you'll get an analysis of exactly how much risk you're taking. Now, you have to be the judge whether you're comfortable with that or not. We're not going to tell you how much risk we're comfortable with. But again, as fiduciaries, it's our job to show you the risk profile that your portfolio has so that you can make the right decision with your money about how much risk to take.
Have you had people who are just insistent that they're invested more conservatively than you say they are, and then you show them the stress test and they are just floored?
We have that all the time. We have that all the time. And we have two different types of programs that we use. One shows you over a six-month period of time, historically speaking, how much money you can expect to lose when the markets start to go down. That shocks people many times. And then the other one just shows looking back based on your portfolio today, back in 2008 when we had the last huge downturn in the market, not like what we're seeing now, but much bigger than that, how much their portfolio would have gone down. And sometimes it's 35, 40, 45%. People say, well, there's no way I'm taking that much risk. But there it is right there in color graphics on that report that shows they are taking that much risk. And most of the time they want to de-risk that portfolio. Most people have saved enough money. I was talking to a client named Bill last week. He saved enough money. He doesn't need to take the amount of risk he was taking. He just needs to get a reasonable rate of return.
We're talking about grading your own financial competency by seeing how well you know the answers to these questions. How about this, Joel? Do you know what you're paying in fees?
Oh, and we addressed this a little bit earlier. So some people don't pay any attention to their fees at all. Others are so obsessed with the fees that they give up good long-term returns because they're just being too focused on the fees. Let me put it that way. That's kind of a nice way to put it.
That's so diplomatic.
You know, let's say you're paying 0.15%. That's what we call 15 basis points, 0.15% on your portfolio. Who cares if the portfolio isn't serving you? You know, I can go out and buy an index fund right now that probably has 0.08% in fees, but if it's not the right investment for me, it might cost me 30 or 40% when I own that at the wrong time. So it's very important that you do pay attention to fees. You know what your fees are. Mutual funds usually have masked fees, so you have to be very, very careful. But make sure you're getting the value for what you're paying, because you might want to pay up a little bit more to get something that serves you in your long-term retirement goals for you and your family.
Final question for you to grade your own financial competency is, do you know what your retirement income streams are going to look like?
Well, and you know, in my book, The 2018 Guide to Maximizing Your Retirement Income, we talk about this. We talk about Social Security. We talk about different pension options. Very, very important piece of the retirement planning puzzle. Where are those guaranteed income streams going to come from? When should I trigger them? If I've already triggered them, am I maximizing them? And then how much money do I have to supplement from my portfolio to get the income that I want? Maybe you don't have to take any money off your portfolio, but you may have to later because of inflation. So all of these issues, do you know how much money you have? Do you know how much you spend? Do you know how much risk you're taking? What are you paying in fees? Do you know what your retirement income streams will look like? All of those things are covered, again, in our Money Map Retirement Review. When you come in and get your Money Map, you'll get three main things. You'll get, number one, a stress test on your portfolio. How much risk are you actually taking? You'll be the judge if you're comfortable with that. Most people are taking more risk than they think you are. You'll get a retirement income plan, a projection, an analysis that shows you if you're going to be okay for the rest of your life. And more importantly, what rate of return do you need to meet your goals for income, to meet your goals for maybe leaving something behind to your loved ones? You'll get that income projection. Last but not least, we put your whole financial life on one page. That's why we call it the Money Map. It gives you a beautiful visual on where your money is, what accounts are going to create income for you, what accounts don't create income, like assets like your home and your insurance policies and so on. We put your goals there. We put your concerns there. We use it as a roadmap for our relationship with you should you choose to have us be your financial advisors. So you want to come in, you want to get that. Again, it's totally complimentary. If you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, call in the next 10 minutes. Call 1-800-705-1232. Again, 1-800-705-1232. Call now, set up a time for you to come in and get your customized Money Map retirement plan.
It truly is a complimentary visit, and it's a great resource for you if you're retired already or you'll be retiring in the next decade or so. The number to call or text, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. If you call, that's great. If you text, that works too. Just be sure to include your first and last name. And remember, when you come in for your Money Map Retirement Review visit, you'll leave with one of Joel's books, Understanding Market Corrections, or The Money Map, or Forced to Retire, or The 2018 Guide to Maximizing Your Retirement Income. You pick whichever one you want. 800-705-1232 is the number. And again, you can call or text, whichever you prefer. Either way is fine, though. Whatever's most convenient. The key is go ahead and reach out while it's on your mind. It's so easy to procrastinate, but go ahead and take care of this while it's in the front of your mind. That number once again, 800-705-1232. 800-705-1232. We're up against the clock, so that's all we have time for on today's program. I'm John Stillman for Joel Johnson and everybody at Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the UConn Huskies. We'll talk with you next week, same time, same place, right here on Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.